Welcome to the IonaHoops.com podcast with your host, Guy Filonico.
What's up, Iona fans? It's season 4, episode 5 of the IonaHoops.com podcast, and I'm coming to you from Mac Media Day in Atlantic City, the true start of college hoop season. We'll be sharing all of the Mac men's and women's preseason teams and honors, as well as the coaches' polls, and we'll hear from Tobin Anderson, Joel Brown, Enzo Milo, and Sierra D'Angelo. It's also that time. You've seen all the media projections coming out, and I'll give my Mac projected standings as well in this episode. I'll also be breaking some news later in this podcast with information on the men's team's secret scrimmages. Shh! So stay tuned. It's another special episode of the pod in your ears. But before we dive into the Media Day festivities, let's dive into one Iona iota.
Iona iotas.
The Iona Gales get things going on Monday, November 6th at Charleston, but how about a chance to tip off the season right? On November 3rd, Iona Athletics is hosting a season tip-off event in the La Penta Atrium. Cocktails are at 6, and a dinner program starts at 7. Join Tobin and the team for a proper kickoff to the season. Promises to be a really nice event for sure. Cost is $150. Visit IonaGales.com for details on how to register. All right, let's get into it. The men's segment here from Mac Media Day. Congratulations to Kevin Baggett and the Ryder Bronx for being picked first in the Mac preseason poll. Baggett's got a couple horses from last year's squad returning and also did well in the portal, so it's no surprise Ryder was the top selection. And they did receive 8 of 11 first-place votes. Iona Gales were picked second, so lots of respect for Tobin Anderson and the talent he's brought in. Iona picked up 2 first-place votes in the poll. Rounding out the top 3 and getting one place for vote, how about Canisius? Perhaps a bit of a surprise there, honestly. Here's how the rest of the picks went. Siena 4th, Quinnipiac 5th, Fairfield 6th. Of note, these votes were done before Jay Young was relieved of his duties yesterday. Mount St. Mary 7th, Marist 8th, Niagara 9th, St. Peter's 10th, and Manhattan 11th. So how do I see the Mac race shaping up? I actually agree with Ryder 1st on Iona 2nd. For 3rd, I'm going to go with Carm, Coach Carm and Siena. I think they've been underrated here. Now, if Deer Gordon doesn't get the waiver, I would drop him to 5th. But Carm wins. I have Siena 3rd. Now, here comes my biggest variance from the coaches' poll. I have Niagara 4th. I like the pieces Paul has brought in, and under him, they've always seemed to do a little better than projected. Like the Mac poll, I have Quinny 5th. I'm going to go with Mount St. Mary 6th. Fairfield has a decent shot of being higher than projected, but with the coaching change, I'm slotting them 7th. I think Canisius is being overrated, and Spoon hasn't been a great coach in his career. Sorry, but I'm going to go with Canisius at 8th. St. Peter's is 9th, but I think Bash Mason, on the flip side, is one of the top coaches in the league, so I wouldn't be shocked to see the Cox rise higher than that. Hashtag Mac After Dark. I have Marist 10th and Manhattan 11th. So that's what I'm going with, barring any more last-minute coaching changes in the league. Let's take a look at the All-Mac team, starting with the first team and preseason player of the year, Merwin James from Ryder. He's joined by Ryder teammate Alan Powell, Dakota LeFou from Mount Mont-Blanc from Quinny, and King Oz. Congrats to Oz Shema on this tremendous honor joining first team All-Mac. The All-Mac second team consists of Taj Tavesky from Canisius, Caleb Fields from Fairfield, Isaiah Brickner from Marist, Paul Otieno from Quinny, and Michael Ely from Siena. And the third team is Xavier Long from Canisius, Alexis Yetna from Fairfield, Corey Washington from St. Peter's, and a duo of Iona Gales, Joel Brown and Idan Tritu. Congrats to Joel and Idan on this honor. Now, let's hear from both Tobin Anderson and Joel Brown and their thoughts on the preseason honors and the number 2 projection. All right, I'm here with Tobin Anderson and Joel Brown at Mac Media Day. First of all, Coach, picked 2nd. Thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's a hard year to make really picks this year, just because there's so much turnover in the league, new players. So it's hard to put a whole lot of. I don't put a whole lot of stock in the preseason predictions. I mean, Ryder obviously has the most guys back, so I think they're well deserved to be probably picked first. But I think there could be a lot of unpredictability, I guess, if that's the word I'm looking for, in the conference. I mean, there's a lot of teams that could surprise, a lot of teams that could, who knows what will happen. So, you know, we're just trying to take care of ourselves and get better and get ready for MAC play, obviously, and non-conference first. But we're getting better. We're making progress. So, yeah, we're excited about the season and can't wait to get started.
What do you think is, when you go into the first game against Charleston, what do you think you're going to see? Do you have any thoughts about how they're going to be right out of
it? We got a couple scrimmages coming up. I can't say who they are, but a couple really good scrimmages. So we'll know more about our team in the next couple weeks, obviously, internally. I do think we have great depth. I think we have a lot of guys who can play. I think we're athletic. I think we can defend. We can press. The things we want to do, we can do. It'll still be a work in progress. It's going to take some time to get to a final. That's part of what makes you a great team is like you got to build every day and get better. Until we get into, hopefully by the time we get into the first two games are important, obviously, to get up to a good start. But then when you get into January, February, and March, you'll be playing really good basketball. So I think we'll be able to score some points, play fast, defend, go up and down, and play a lot of guys. Like use our depth as a major factor.
What would you say? You've had a few months now working with the guys. What's coming along faster than maybe you thought, and what's maybe coming along a little slower than?
Depends on the day, right? There's some days you feel like things are going great in a certain aspect, but they're not. I think offensively we're becoming pretty good. We have a lot of weapons and a lot of guys who can make plays and make plays for each other. That part's been good. Our defense is a work in progress. I think we have the tools to be a really good defensive team and a real good pressing team, but we're not there yet. We have a long ways to go in that respect. But you know, I think there's a lot of guys like our practices are very competitive. You know, you can switch the teams every day. It doesn't matter who's on which team. They're very competitive. So I think the depth factor and the fact we can go into our bench will be a huge thing. But I really like the guys. The character is fantastic. They play hard. They play well together. They're great kids to coach. And I'm really excited about the potential. I really am. It's just going to take some time. And I think we're going to eventually get there.
For the non-conference part of the schedule, got some really tough tests in there. What do you hope to see? What do you hope to get out of that? I mean, not necessarily in terms of wins and losses, but what kind of growth do you expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, the best part about our non-conference schedule, there's not a game on there you're not really looking forward to. I mean, every team we're playing is either a really good mid-major power, an NCAA tournament team last year, or a team picked to win the conference this year. I mean, you know, I got Sacred Heart in game number two, our home opener, is picked to win their conference. You know, I mean, College of Charleston won 31 games. Colgate had a tremendous year. Hofstra had a tremendous year. The MT in Florida is going to be great too. So I think just to see continued progress, to see us compete, you know, we have competitive guys. How do we handle adversity? You know, it's like any team you have. Like when you have a bunch of new guys, like how do we handle when a team makes a run? Like we're going to go to College of Charleston. That place has been sold out for 2 months. I think you can't get a ticket. Hey, I can't get my wife a ticket right now. And it's packed. And like, how do we handle when they come out and hit a couple threes back to back, or they make a run, 6-0 run? Do we not blink and keep on coming and playing how we're supposed to play? Or do we kind of like, that bothers us? You know, we got to get, and we will get to the point where we can react the right way, but we got to be able to handle that. You know, that's why playing good teams helps you. So there's no replacement for playing great teams. Get tested early. Let's see where we're at and then get better. You know, if we play great and win, that's fantastic. If we play great and get beat in a great game, that's a good thing. And if we get beat and don't play well, now you have to get better. So I'm excited about the potential. I think I want to see us coming out of Colorado before we go play Marist and Fairfield, our first two MAC games, kind of having an idea of what's going to make us successful. You know, I think we have a pretty good idea of that, but I think we'll have a better idea after playing on those first non-conference games.
Joel, let's talk about picking who you pick second. Did you have any thoughts about where you guys might be picked before you saw that?
I had no idea. Obviously, this being my first time in the league, just kind of getting a feel for it all in terms of just other coaches, players, teams. Honestly, you know, it's a blessing because like Coach had just spoke about just the turnover in the league and just the new players. Obviously, a lot of people could have, you know, their doubts and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's preseason rankings. Doesn't really mean much. It's all about where you end at the end of March. And so for us, you know, there's expectations, and you know, at the end of the day, we would like to, you know, finish first, and that's the main goal. And so that's what, you know, we're hunting for. But at the end of the day, like, rankings don't, you know, mean anything. Cause at the end of the day, I've been in the Pac-12 where we've seen Oregon State finish last and end up in the tournament. So anything's possible. So, yeah.
Okay. And then let's talk about the preseason All-MAC teams. So you were on the third team with, with Don and King Oz on first team. Any surprises there in terms of?
I mean, I'm just fortunate enough that, you know, other coaches, you know, think of me that way. You know, ultimately for me, like, I would love to play well this year, and based on, you know, just the system and the way that Coach Tobin's trusted me. But ultimately, I just want to win. And so that's just, you know, the main focus for me, and, you know, whatever comes with that comes with it. But, you know, I'm not really, you know, crying myself on that, but it's, you know, definitely an honor, and I'm definitely grateful just to be representing IM and you, Don, and all as well. And, you know, there'll be definitely a lot of other guys on the team that people will hear about for sure.
With so many guys being put together here over a short period of time, and you're about to start playing games, what kind of growth have you seen? Can you talk about how you've seen the team kind of start to grow together as a team?
Oh, yeah.
They were all these individual pieces, and now they're all together.
Most definitely. I think now, like, it's a good mix that we have of, you know, you got some grad guys, then you have, like, a mix of, obviously, Isaac and Greg, who are juniors, sophomores, and then you have the freshmen. And so, kind of being here from June, it's been great for us because we've been able to do a lot of stuff chemistry-wise in terms of off the court, going to New York City, seeing the 9-11, going, you know, on a cruise, eating dinner, going bowling. And so each month, you kind of just see the progress and how we've come closer. Now there's students on campus, and so we've been able to collaborate and mingle with new people and new faces. And, you know, a lot of the younger guys are looking upon us and asking us questions on how, you know, college is, and just giving them, you know, just a little advice and wisdom going forward. And so you could just tell we're all connected. Guys love being in the gym, and like Coach just said, it's very competitive. So each day, you know, guys are trying to get each other better. And the one thing, you know, I'm really looking forward to is the depth that we really have. We really have a lot of guys that can do different things. And so we're really meshing well together. And each day it's been a good progress. Like I said, we're just looking forward to finally playing against someone else because we've been playing against each other for the past, you know, 4 months. So, yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot, both of you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, let's switch gears to the women's side and stick around for after that segment, as I've got some info on Iona's secret scrimmages that are not available anywhere else. The disrespect. The Iona Lady Gales were picked seventh. Angela Milo and company get to wear the role of underdog. Niagara was picked first on the women's side, followed by Siena, Fairfield, Marist, Quinney, and Manhattan, with Mount St. Mary's, Canisius, Ryder, and St. Peter's following the Lady Gales. Ugh. You want more disrespect? No Lady Gales on the preseason teams. Not even Sierra D'Angelo, who averaged 12-5 last year at FDU and was second team all in EC. Ridiculous. Anyway, because of the disrespect, I won't give all three All-MAC teams on the women's side, just the first team, led by preseason player of the year Aaliyah Parker of Niagara, as well as Angel Parker of Niagara, Janelle Brown of Fairfield, Kiara Fisher of Marist, and Zaria Shazer of Marist. Let's hear from Angela Milo and Sierra D'Angelo in the seventh place pick and the preseason All-MAC shafting. Okay, I'm here with Angela Milo and Sierra D'Angelo, and we were talking about the MAC preseason rankings and All-MAC preseason selections. Coach, what do you think? You guys were picked seventh. I thought maybe a little higher. I expected a bit higher, but what did you think about where you guys were picked?
First of all, congratulations to Niagara for being picked preseason favorite. Speaks to the, you know, the work that Jada has done with her program over the years. I try not to get caught up with it. I mean, it's, you know, obviously always good when your team gets recognized in preseason rankings. For us, in the situation that we're in, with the amount of players that we lost, we're not going to get caught up with it. If anything, we're just going to use that as an extra motivation. But for us right now, it's just about continuing to just get better, a little bit better every single day. You know, it's not where you start, it's how you finish, and that's our thought process right now.
How much of the MAC did you get to see last year? Obviously, you had your own stuff to worry about, but did you get to see a lot of, like, Niagara and Siena and Fairfield, some of these teams that were picking at the top?
Yeah, so we actually scrimmaged Fairfield the last 2 years, the previous 2 years, under Carly and under previous coach Joe. You know, we had played Manhattan a couple times, so we played our, you know, fair share of teams from the MAC. Haven't been in this area for, you know, 20 years, at different places, FTU, Fordham, and Mammoth, you know, LIU, kind of always been familiar with the MAC conference. And, a lot of those coaches on the women's side are, you know, good friends of mine. So we kind of all follow each other and watch each other's games. So, pretty familiar. So very excited to be part of it now.
Do these even matter? If you guys were picked, say, second or third, would it have mattered at all to you?
Well, certainly when you get picked right in the top three, like, that speaks to the volume of, you know, the growth of the team and you know, where you are as a team. So I just try to look at it, you know, these are preseason, you know, rankings. And hey, we certainly don't want to finish seven. I'll tell you that. We don't want to finish seven. But we're not going to get caught up with that. I just can't believe we were picked seven. No, I mean, there's a lot of really, really good basketball teams that are picked ahead of us. And our job is just to be better, you know, better than them at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. And, Sierra, what do you think about being picked seventh? Did you expect higher? Does it make a difference to you?
No, yeah, like Coach said, I mean, I'm new to the MAC, so I'm not very familiar with the teams in the conference. So, but like Coach said, it really doesn't mean anything at this point in time, you know. Like, we use it as motivation. We're still going to go hard every single day, whether we were picked first, second, third, last, no matter what place we were picked, you know, we're still going to work just as hard every day. And at this point in time, you know, rankings really don't matter. By the end of the season is where we want to be in the top. So, yeah, no, it really doesn't matter at this point in time.
Okay. And to me, it's kind of rare that there were no players picked on any of the MAC preseason teams. Does that bother you at all, or does it matter?
You know, obviously we want to be up there. We want to be recognized. But like I said before, at this point in time, it doesn't matter. We just use it as motivation. Me specifically, I know I'm going to keep going hard, you know, kind of, well, I want to prove everybody wrong. You know, I wasn't in the top any team, you know, neither was anybody else on my team. So I think we're all going to use that every day to, you know, prove everybody wrong and keep going hard and just getting better every single day for the end of the season.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, let's switch gears. We've got some Iona secret scrimmage news. Shh. So now you know what the MAC coaches are expecting from the league this year. Certainly going to be a fun season in MAC country, and it looks like Iona's going to be right there in the MAC race on the men's side. But before all that, and before the team even tips off, certainly Iona is going to be involved in a couple secret scrimmages, right? But wait, the usual culprits on the internet who track every secret scrimmage have nothing on Iona's, but I do. So the first one is a little drama behind it. It's this Sunday against a team that refused to actually start a series with us this year, Fordham. Interesting that the Rams were willing to test themselves scrimmage-wise, but dodge us like the plague in actual games. Anyway, that's the first scrimmage, and the second one will be next Saturday, October 28th, against UMass. So, lots of A-10 flavor in our scrimmages. Nice job by the staff in finding teams to test us a bit as we get ready for the season opener at Charleston, Monday, November 6th. It's been an absolute pleasure being at MAC Media Day today, and congrats to the Gales, who were selected for preseason teams. Can't wait to get to the actual games. It's been such a whirlwind for the Iona program and this podcast since last March. But now it's time to settle in and get ready for the action. As always, go Gales.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the IonaHoops.com podcast. This podcast is a production of IonaHoops.com with publisher Guy Filotico. The opinions shared during this podcast are those of Guy Filotico, IonaHoops.com, and any featured guests. This podcast is not affiliated with Iona University Athletics or the university itself. Thank you for supporting IonaHoops.com.